Hello, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Cheyenne, and today we will be discussing how society discriminates people with mental illnesses. Personally, I think society as a whole created problems with mental illnesses on their own. Sometimes society thinks people with mental illnesses can do certain things, can't do certain things. For example, work on particular jobs or do particular tasks. Today I have somebody with me who has a personal stories of how she has faced discrimination against society, friends, and even her family members. For the sake of privacy, her name will not be shared. Okay, miss, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'd like to would you like to share a little about your background and what you have been diagnosed with?
Of course. So, for the past couple of years, I've been diagnosed with depression. Living in a society like we are in today, I have faced many encounters with peers and family discriminating me. From old friends, I've had them not invite me to events because of my mental illness, as well as family members not totally believing I have depression in the first place, which has been one of the biggest challenges in my life because I feel as if I have no support.
Thank you for sharing your story. It's so unfortunate that some very close people to you can barely or not at all support you. Do you believe that other people diagnosed with depression witness these same encounters?
I do. I do believe others encounter the same hardship as myself. It's very upsetting to know our society doesn't understand how to handle or treat people with depression or any mental illness. I feel as people need to be more open to others than judging or not believing them.
You know, you are totally correct that we live in a society where people don't believe one another about an illness. I read a book once called Is It Me or Is It My Meds by David Karp, and he had a chapter in his book about family and friends not understanding or even believing that the person they know had depression. So with your experiences, we know society does not handle so well with people with depression or any other mental illness. What do you think could be done to improve society's views?
Well, in my opinion, people just need to be more patient and open to people they know with depression. From what I would like from people would be for them to treat me equally and accept who I am as a person. Accepting is the first step, then understanding would follow, and I know that could take time.
I really liked how you put accepting as the first step, because without this, that relationship would not be able to last or be healthy. Thank you so much for sharing with me today. I hope my listeners take this into consideration.
No, thank you for having me this. This has been a great experience and hope somebody took at least one thing out of it.
All right, guys, for whoever has been listening, I would like to thank you and hope something was learned. From having people close to me with depression and other mental illnesses, I know it can be hard. But as I look at it, that person needs me more. And accepting and understanding them could help them majorly and would be life-changing.